Cardiac arrest is often fatal, but it doesn't have to be.
Press pads firmly to patient's bare skin. Be sure the pad.
Inside 30th Street Station, Dr. Raina Merchant demonstrates how to use an automated external defibrillator, or AED. It comes inside a little zipper pouch.
It's a life-saving device which can shock the heart and restart it when the heart stops.
Merchant says using one combined with CPR can increase a person's chance of survival from less than 2% to more than 50%. Problem is, AEDs are often hidden in plain sight.
I haven't noticed any in here.
Steve Pennington's a construction worker at 30th Street. He says even if he knew where one was located,
I wouldn't use it. I wouldn't feel comfortable without being trained.
Pennington's not alone. AEDs are used less than 5% of the time. Dr. Merchant says that's a huge missed opportunity. They're simple enough, bystanders without any training can use them.
As soon as you open the device, it starts talking to you and walks you through exactly what to do.
Stay calm. Follow these voice instructions.
Merchant and others at Penn recently issued a call out to designers to develop flashy AED stations, such as one now on display at 30th Street, that are accessible, approachable, and easy to spot. That way, if someone were to collapse, say, right here, bystanders would know what to do and not waste any precious time. I'm Alana Gordon, WHYY News.